Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know if there's going to be an argument in the studio, but is chivalry dead?
I feel like you've asked us this question before.
It's come up again because of a social media post that kind of freaked me out.
Oh.
Well, because the woman who did it, she's just got this really deep voice and she speaks so directly. And like, it's a very weird, she's just like, the women in this video don't understand what chivalry is. I think she's trying to enunciate very well. I think she wants a career in broadcasting or something.
Okay. So then it was like, sorry. Do you want us to just answer the question?
No, I want to continue to beat this dead horse until you have time to think about it.
I think at times, yes, but not with everyone.
Yeah, I would agree.
I would agree.
I think
ladies first, of course.
Here's the thing. Here's what the video is, and I want to set this up. It's one of those reaction videos. The first video is like four or five girls sitting on one side. You know, like at certain restaurants, how they have tables where there's a chair on one side, mm-hmm. and then like the bench, the cushiony seat on the other side.
Yeah, the big bench, yeah.
But that cushiony bench seat is against the wall. And then mm-hmm. the chairs are in the middle of the restaurant. Mm-hmm. So like all the girls are on the chairs. The boys are on the bench seat. Mm-hmm. And one girl records a video of all the girls sitting there. And then all the boys sitting on the comfy side with not a caption, more of a like in the video. Mm-hmm. It says, is chivalry? No, chivalry is dead. Mm-hmm. On comes the reaction video. And she says, chivalry's not dead. You have it backwards. These men are being the most chivalrous men you could possibly be.
And I know exactly what they were doing.
Okay.
And my fiance has made a point about this. He always will allow me, me to sit wherever I want. But I know, do you want me to say what it is?
I absolutely do.
He prefers to sit where he can see the rest of the restaurant.
Because he wants to check out chicks.
No.
I thought it was going to be so he can pull out your chair.
No, but he does do that sometimes.
With that table there, it's hard to get up and get around to back,
right.
to get in and out to let her.
But he prefers to be able to see what's happening because of danger.
So does that, okay, but keep this in mind. I agree with what you're saying, but to the girls, we have to sit on these hard, not comfortable chairs. The boys took the comfy seat and left the girls on the hard chairs. So in their mind, chivalry's dead. No, I love that you've drank enough Kool-Aid that you're gonna believe that's the reason we want to be on that side.
Oh my goodness. Remember my answer about chivalry?
No.
Actually, all of ours, which was in some ways, yes, but not with everyone. And I think maybe, unfortunately, you fall into the some ways, yes.
I don't like having my back to a restaurant.
Yes.
And I've never understood why. But I think it is chivalry built in somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't like it if I can't, because if we were out, okay, just suspend your disbelief. Okay. I know it's vomit inducing, but like, it would drive me, if you started to like look around, I'd be like, oh my God, am I going to get hit with a machete, a chainsaw, a car? Like what? Or is a waiter on fire bringing dessert? Like, I don't know what's happening. I need to know what's happening. more than you do.
But are you wanting to know so that you can protect the person you're with? Or are you wanting to know because you are morbidly curious and trying to protect yourself?
¿Por qué no los dos?
Porque es no es chivalry.
No, but it's still kind of, because the added benefit of me being super curious is I will save your life, probably.
I mean, which one's more safe? Where's the most safe place to sit?
I don't know. I think it's safer to have, in your case, in your relationship, your man is going to be the one to stop the danger. If he and I went out, I'm sitting in the bony seats. I want him right. with his mm-hmm. back to the wall. I want him
with
protecting.
His eyes on. Whatever. Yeah.
Yes.
And he better pull the chair out for you.
Yes. Where are you at, Hack?
I would do the same. Yeah. I sit that way. And I recently stayed in a hotel with my wife and I slept on closest to the door, like all that stuff.
Yeah.
Even though it's the opposite of where we sleep at home, but because I even said, like, I guess I'm supposed to sleep over here. And she was kind of like, eh, you know, whatever. Like you're going to do anything.
Exactly.
You switch when you go to a hotel.
We used, in our last house, we slept one way. And then when we moved into this one, I was like, ooh. And so he was like, yeah, I'll move. He sleeps closest to the door. And so in hotels, we.
Because you want him to die first?
No, and you know, with me, he sleeps so hard. There's no way anything's waking him up.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Open an account online in minutes at belco.org. Belco, banking for everyone.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.